Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The left fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Holt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Tenarche. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ted Martinez. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Glenn Abbott. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North strikes out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant fires to first and picks off Washington. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner misplays the ball. That's an error on Garner. Cooper scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Doyle moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into left field. Washington picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Washington. Doyle scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 2, Red Sox, 2. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Yastrzemski scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is hit by the pitch. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evans. The throw from Tenarche and he is safe. Evans steals second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holt scoops it up and throws to first, with Abbott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt strikes out. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a pop-up into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tenarche moves to second. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. North reaches second base with a double. Tenarche scores. Martinez moves to third. It's Athletics, 3, Red Sox, 3. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martinez scores. North scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bando is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 5, Red Sox, 5. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Todd now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Lynn moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt strikes out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. 10RH is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, 10RH takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. 10RH moves to third. It's 6-5, Athletics. Dick Drago now pitching. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. North hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. North moves to second. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. North moves to third. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-2 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North, who is chasing the ball. Yastrzemski reaches third base with a triple. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. It's Athletics, 6, Red Sox, 6. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Lynn trying to get to second. Jackson throws the ball into Garner, who tags Lynn for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Evans is hit by the pitch. Rice moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-2 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tenarche moves to second. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blackwell bunts towards first. Holt scoops it up and throws to first, with Garner covering, for the out. McAuliffe moves to second. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McAuliffe moves to third. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-3 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. North hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Todd fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-3 in the game. Holt takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Harper pinch runs for Jim Holt. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Harper steals second. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Tenarche hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper now playing first base. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Evans hits a pop-up into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Garner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. North hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. North steals second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Washington is walked intentionally. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-4 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burleson. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe juggles the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Harper moves to second. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo pinch hits for Dwight Evans. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Tenarche and he is safe. Rice steals second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bernie Carbo now playing right field. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. North hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Washington steals second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carbo throws the ball into Doyle, who tags Bando trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Washington scores. It's 7-6, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Haney now catching. Gene Tenarche now playing first base. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller pinch hits for Tim Blackwell. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.